奉耶稣基督圣名一起再来分享神的道理。
Once again, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we gather together to share in His truth.
那我们来请看约翰福音。
Please turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音，我们请看第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音的第五章。我们请看三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
这里耶稣跟他们说，你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的呢，就是这本圣经。
Here Jesus Christ said that you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
And these are they who which testify of me, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
如果我们再仔细念这两节的话，
if we were to read into these two verses,
你会看到说，耶稣跟这些人讲说，你们非常的相信这本圣经里面有永生。
Jesus Christ talking to this group of people, saying that you truly believe that within this Bible you can find eternal life.
所以你们不断地查考这本圣经。
And therefore you search the scriptures.
为了要得着永生。
In order for you to gain eternal life.
但是却不愿意到我这里来得生命。
And yet you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
我总觉得这个蛮奇怪的。
I thought this was kind of strange.
永生跟生命到底有什么不一样？
What is the difference between eternal life and life?
我想我们每个人信耶稣的人呢，都是在寻求永生。
I think every one of us who believe in Christ are in search of eternal life.
那我们寻求永生的人呢，到底有没有得着生命？
And those who are seeking eternal life, have they gained life?
听起来好像是相当的矛盾。
And it seems contradictory.
既然有永生，当然就有生命了。
If you say that there is, if you have eternal life, then you must have life.
但是我们看到这些寻求永生的人呢，他们却不愿意去拿生命。
And yet we see that these who seek after eternal life are unwilling to have life.
他们呢，将他们的永生呢，放在圣经里面。
They place their search of eternal life within the scriptures.
这也可能很能够反映我们的一生，或是曾经是我的一生。
And perhaps this is a reflection of my past life.
因为我们非常的相信圣经里面有永生。
Because all of us believe that within the scriptures are found eternal life.
所以我们很多的永生的概念是来自于圣经的圣经节。
A lot of the ideas and concepts of eternal life came from within the scriptures.
所以我们说要这么做，这么做，这么做，你就能够得着永生。
Therefore we say that if you do this, this and that, then you shall gain eternal life.
那为什么这么肯定说你能够得到永生呢？
And why are we so positive that we're able to have eternal life?
因为圣经这么说。
It's because it says so in the scriptures.
所以我们这么做了，我们就认为说我们应该得到永生了，因为我们是查考圣经来的。
And therefore, we think that if we do this because we study the scriptures, then we will surely have eternal life.
所以好像得到永生了。
But it seems as if we do have eternal life.
但是却没有得到生命。
And yet, we do not have life.
因为我们并不愿意接受耶稣。
Because we're not willing to go to Christ.
虽然我们是相信耶稣。
Although we may believe in him.
但是这个相信并没有活在我们的心中。
But this belief did not come alive in our heart.
活不出来。
We are unable to show this life.
你如果相信爱。
If you believe in love.
但是你却活不出一个爱的东西来。
And yet you're unable to show something that is of love.
对任何人来说，他都不能明白你怎么是一个相信爱的人呢？
So to the ones who observe you, they will never believe that you're a person who is of love.
那同时，这段圣经节也让我有一个很深的反省。
And at the same time, these two verses gave me allow me to reflect.
我常在问呢。
And often I ask myself.
我们是等候耶稣的人。
We are those who await for Christ.
我们总认为说耶稣基督呢，应该是在天火焚烧世界之后呢，驾着云雾过来，不是吗？
And our belief is that after the world passes away in a cloud and fire, then Christ will come.
所以呢，我们一直等候那一天见到耶稣。
So we're waiting for that day so that we may see Christ again.
那耶稣真的说现在还没有来吗？
Is it true that Jesus has not come?
耶稣当时跟门徒这么说。
At that time, Jesus said to his disciples.
再过不多几日，我就会来。
After a few days, I shall return.
你们能够认识我，但是世人却不能认识我。
You will recognize me, but the world does not recognize me.
当然，我们将这一节圣经讲成是圣灵的降临。
Of course, we tend to interpret this verse as the descending of the Holy Spirit.
所以变成是说，当你说方言的时候呢，你就看见了耶稣。
So the interpretation is that when you speak in an unknown tongue, then you have seen the Lord.
那如果一个不说方言的人，好像在他身上看不见耶稣一样。
And for someone who does not speak in tongue, we think that we cannot see Christ on him.
但是说我们按照耶稣所说的话哈。
But according to what Jesus Christ said.
在约翰福音的第十五章。
In John chapter 15.
约翰福音的第十五章。
Please turn to John 15.
第十五章的第十八，十四章的第十八节，对不起，十四章的第十八节。
John chapter 14, verse 18.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you.
还有不多的时候呢，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also.
到那日呢，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
At that day, you will know that I am my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
那这二十一节又说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人就是爱我的。爱我的呢，必蒙我父所爱，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Verse 21, he says, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
那这个时候呢，他们就问了。
And this, at this point of time, the apostles asked,
说主啊，为什么向我们显现，却不向世人显现呢？
They asked the Lord, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里与他同住。
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
这里耶稣说我们哈。
Jesus here refers to we.
我跟父都要跟这个人同住。
My Father and I will live and make our home with this person.
那个爱我的人。
Those who love him.
那个愿意遵守我命令的人。
Those who are willing to keep my command.
这个遵守我的命令，我们就不要再想成是说五大教义了。
We're not talking about keeping of the five doctrines.
因为在那个时候根本就没这个东西。
At that time, such things did not exist.
所以这里耶稣基督已经讲得非常清楚了。
Here Jesus Christ was quite clear.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
再不多时候，世人不再看见我，你们却能够看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will also live.
然后十八节说他一定会再来我们这里啊，不多几日，马上就会再来。
And verse 18, Jesus says, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you.
所以我想说，耶稣再来应该有两个层次。
So I think that.Jesus' second coming again has two different levels.
并不是等候末日再来的那一天的，我们才能够看到耶稣。
It is not that we have to wait until the very last day before we can see him.
其实那早就来了。
In fact, he has already come.
只是很可惜的，我们将它解释成方言，圣灵祷告的方言。
It is unfortunate that we interpret it as the coming of the Holy Spirit and the sign of the speaking in tongues.
所以基本上你若不祷告，也看不到耶稣了。
Therefore, fundamentally, if you do not pray, then you will not see Christ.
那你祷告呢，就是要让别人看见说耶稣在你身上啊。
And to pray in front of others is a proof that Christ is in you.
有时候我会在想哈。
Sometimes I think.
耶稣在我身上，我为什么要证明给你看
？If Christ is indeed in me, why is it necessary for me to prove it to you?
如果你每次来到我身边，我都不用方言祷告。
If every time you come and see me, I do not pray in the spirit.
你可能永远说我是一个主不在我里面的人。
Would you claim that I'm a person who does not have the Lord in me?
是因为你没有听见。
Only because you have never heard me speaking in an unknown tongue.
因为你没有听见，所以呢，你就否定了主在我身上。
And because you did not hear, therefore you deny that Christ is in me.
但是这里耶稣讲的不是这个哈。
But here Jesus Christ did not say that.
他说因为我活着，所以你们要活着。
And he says that because I live, you will live also.
所以 那我本来就是活着的。
And of course, I always live.
死的是你耶稣，不是我啊。是耶稣你死，我并没有死啊。
But it's Jesus Christ who died. I did not die yet.
耶稣说他会再复活再过来，没有错。
And Jesus says I will resurrect and He will come again.
但是我本来就是活着的人啊。
But I'm already a living being.
但是你这里怎么是说因为我活着，所以你们要活着？
So why does he say, because I live, you will live also?
所以我想说，一个活着的人就是表示是一个有生命的人。
So I think a person who is alive is a person who possesses life.
永生跟生命可能有所区别。
There's a definitive difference between eternal life and life.
永生可能是一个我们目前没有得到的东西。
Eternal life is something that at present we have yet to attain.
他可能只有在审判那一天才能够知道你到底得着了没有。
And it's only on the day of judgment where we'll be able to know whether or not we have indeed achieved it.
但是我们今天却可以得着生命。
But this very day, today, we are able to gain life.
只可惜呢，我们都认为说我们今天得到永生了。
But unfortunately, we think that at present we have eternal life.
好像审判已经结束了。
As if judgment has already happened.
所以我就不再需要去活出生命来了。
Therefore, it's no longer necessary for me to be alive.
耶稣活着，他给了我永生。
Jesus lives, and He has given me this eternal life.
但是在我身上呢，却看不到生命。
But upon me, you will not see the manifestation.
虽然我不断的在追求永生，
even though I continue to pursue after eternal life,
我不断的在查考圣经，
and I continue to search the scriptures.
所以其实这段话呢，让我很深刻的在去反省自己的信仰。
And reading this particular verses made me re-examine my belief in more in-depth way.
所以我常常在质问，最近一直在质问呢，在检讨一个问题。
And recently, I questioned myself with this particular query.
信耶稣到底是为了什么？
Why do you believe? Why do I believe in Christ?
耶稣来到世上到底是为了什么？
And Jesus Christ came to this world for what purpose?
难道只是为了要给永生吗？
Was it strictly for the purpose of giving us eternal life?
或者是想要做个改变？
Or was he here to affect the change.
如果要做个改变，跟给永生是有区别的啊。
To affect the change and to give eternal life, must have a difference.
因为你可以说神是全能的神啊。
You can say that God is Almighty.
所以这个东西虽然是很黑。
And therefore, if this object is black.
它可以在耶稣来的那一天呢，突然变成白的了。
On the day when Jesus Christ come again, it can suddenly turn to white.
但是看起来好像不是这个样子。
But it doesn't appear to be that way.
永生是应该是经过生命的改变才能够出现的东西呢。
Eternal life should only be there once you have gone through the process of gaining life.
所以我想说，我们今天所要寻求的不是永生，而是生命的改变。
And therefore, I think today we should seek not eternal life, but rather change in our life.
其实这个小小的这种观念的改变，对你整个信仰的生活的态度有很大的不同。
And when you have such a shift in perception, it actually creates a much greater difference perception of your faith.
就像我们都在念书的人哦。
Just like the students.
好，你有一个目标，你要得到什么样的文凭？
You have a specific purpose of a degree that you wish to achieve.
你说因为耶稣替我死了，所以我就得到这个文凭了。
So if you say that because Jesus Christ died for me, therefore I will get this degree.
所以我根本就不需要再有什么付出了。
Then I no longer need to make any more effort.
但是如果你是认为说耶稣来是改变我，让我能够去得着永生。
But if you think that Christ came to change me and transform me in order so that I may gain the eternal life.
所以你就会让自己不断的改变。
You will then continue to change yourself.
那这个改变就是一种活的一种生命的一种表征啊。
And this kind of transformation is an evidence of continuous living.
所以我们可能会看到有些人得着永生了，结果生命就开始枯萎了。
So we see that for some, perhaps once they gain eternal life, their vitality or their life started to wane.
当然，就是我们的经验了哈，对，不能普遍的这么说哈。
This is my experience. I cannot say that this is the case all the time.
有些人为了求圣灵能够说方言。
There were some who, for the sake of praying for the Holy Spirit, so that they may speak in tongues.
在他还没有得到生命，还没有说方言之前。
Before this person is able to speak in an unknown tongue.
他为了要能够说方言。
In order for him to be able to speak in tongues.
他几乎什么圣工都会参与。
He will join in any sort of sacred work.
他祷告也非常的迫切。
And in his prayer, he's very diligent.
你会觉得说很可惜，说哇，这么爱主的人为什么没有说方言？
And you feel sorry for him, that such a person who loved the Lord so much is unable to speak in tongues.
但是等到他真的开始说方言的时候。
But from the moment when he has the ability to speak in tongues,
你会知道说他逐渐没有时间来做他以前所做的事情了。
You will discover that this person will gradually, not do the kind of work that he did before.
所以产生一个现象，就是得着永生的人呢，却显不出生命来。
And the scenario became that the ones who, in appearance may have gained eternal life, no longer have life.
只有那个追求永生的那个人呢。他才能够生命不断地显出他的美好。
And only the one who continued to pursue after eternal life will we see the change in his life constantly.
所以我想耶稣来他应该是要改变。
I think Jesus Christ came in order to transform.
他是要改变我们。
To transform us.
所以从圣经里面来看，其实这个概念是比较清楚的。
And from the Bible, we can see that this concept is actually quite clear.
保罗说我们是成为一个新造之人。
And Paul said we are a new creature.
所以呢，我们要心智改换一新。
And therefore, we have to change our heart from within.
然后呢，向着标杆不断的直跑。
And to face the goal to continue to run towards it.
所以我想说，耶稣来或是我们的信仰的目标呢，应该不是得永生。
So I think that the coming of Christ or the goal of our faith is not to gain eternal life.
这个东西应该是自然最后的结果了。
Because this is an end result that will naturally happen.
它像一个标杆一样，你只要不断的改变自己，你自然就会有了。
It's just like the goal that you can see that if you continuously change yourself, you will eventually gain it.
如果很不幸一个三岁小孩就离开这个世界。
If unfortunately a three-year-old child passed away,
跟一个七十岁的人离开这个世界
，and compared to a man who's 70 years old,
虽然他们改变的时间几乎是不同等的
，and we can see that it's unfair to compare the two because one had a lot of time, one had very little time to transform.
但是我相信他们所得的永生应该是一样。
But I believe that the eternal life that they both gain will be the same.
所以如果这个东西能够弄清楚之后
，if we're able to see this clearly.
信耶稣不是为了所谓的得救这个东西。
That believing in Christ is not for the sake of salvation.
你要将这个东西先拿掉。
You have to first of all put this aside.
我信耶稣不是为了得救。
I believe in Christ not because I wish to be saved.
我信耶稣是为了要更像耶稣的生命。
I believe in Christ because I wish to be more and more like Him.
因为他将他的生命给了我了。
Because He has given His life.
那既然我得到他的生命了，那我就活出他的生命了。
And since I have His life in me, I should show His life in me.
所以，当我们的信仰是为了更像耶稣的时候
，So if our faith is based upon being more like Christ,
其实很多的路就打开了。
We see that a lot of roads are open to us.
我今天的不完全，这个没有什么关系。
It is okay for us to be imperfect today.
因为我要越来越像耶稣啊
！Because my pursuit is to be more and more Christ-like.
当然是我一生当中是不可能完全像他。
And of course, it is impossible for me to achieve that in my life.
所以我每一天都活在永生里面，但是我每天都在改变。
But every day I live in eternal life, and every day I change.
因为我每一天都越来越像他。
Because every day I'm one step closer to.
但是你如果是为了永生的时候呢？
But if you live strictly to gain eternal life,
你就像这些法利赛人他们一样了。
Then you will be just like the Pharisees.
他每天查考圣经。
Every day they study the scriptures.
因为他认为说这里面有永生。
Because they believe that within it are found eternal life.
其实是没有的。
But in fact, it is not.
因为你查考到最后呢，你看不见生命。
Because when you study the words to the very end, you cannot see any life.
所以我常在问说，如果耶稣来，我到底能不能认得出他？
I often wonder if Christ comes when I recognize him.
如果今天耶稣来了
，If today Christ comes to us,
你认得出是他吗
？Would you be able to recognize who he was?
虽然我们等候了很久啊
，We have waited for a long time.
就像犹太人等候的弥赛亚等了很久了
，Just like the Jews are still waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
等到耶稣真的来了
，Until the point when Christ truly comes,
却没有人认出来
，And yet, no one recognizes.
几乎没有人认出来啊。
Almost no one recognizes.
尤其这些在研读圣经的人。
Especially these people who study the scriptures, all their lives.
好像是越懂圣经的人呢，越没有办法认识出耶稣来。
It seems that the ones who are more familiar with the scripture are the ones who cannot recognize who Christ was.
因为他们认为说他们是寻求一个永生
and because they think that they're seeking after
或者是他们认为说他们能够得着永生
or perhaps they think that they are able to gain eternal life
那反而是那些平民百姓啊对圣经不是很熟的人呢、啊、却看见了耶稣了
in fact it's the ordinary citizens who did not know much about the scriptures they were able to recognize who Jesus was
这些一般的百姓呢他能够听见耶稣讲的道觉得嗯他讲的道跟我们这些文士法利赛人是不一样的
And these ordinary folks, after listening to Jesus speaking, consider that what Jesus said was different from that of the Pharisees.
他好像摸到了一个东西，生命的东西。
And it's like as if they touched something that is alive.
但是法利赛人却倒过来呢，跟他们说。
But the Pharisees, on the other hand, said to them.
他们不是有一次叫兵丁去抓耶稣吗？
They once sent soldiers to try and capture this Jesus.
结果这些人去抓耶稣，结果被耶稣所谈的道吸引住了。
But while the soldiers were trying to capture Jesus, they were listening to him, and they were attracted by what he had to say.
所以他们就空手回来了。
And therefore they returned when empty-handed.
那这些文士法利赛人就很生气。
And the Pharisees and the scholars and scribes were very angry with them.
就跟他说，你看我们这些人，这些有知识、有圣经知识，哪一个人去信耶稣
？And so they said to the soldiers, "Look at all of us who are knowledgeable and scholars who believe in Christ."
所以我总觉得说这些话真的让我越老呢越觉得说惭愧哈。
And these words actually make me feel more and more ashamed as I grow older.
所以我现在是逐渐的。一直在想说，其实呢，这本圣经它不应该是被写下来的东西。
And as I grow older, I consider the possibility that this Bible, maybe it would have been better if it never existed.
你不能将它当作文字来看它。
You cannot read it just merely, for knowledge's sake.
你也不能当作文字来研究它。
And to study it word by word.
因为他写的不是文字的东西
Because what the writing contained within it is not about words
他是在写一个生命
It is writings about life
那这个生命怎么去写它呢
So how do you write about life?
他是用生命去写它的
It is life that wrote about life
所以凡是能够活出生命的人他自然而然就能够看得懂这个圣经了
And those who are able to live the life fullestare able to understand the words within the scripture.
因为他所看见的呢，其实就是神在他身上的生命。
Because what he sees is that God is indeed in him.
但是你如果没有这样的生命出现的话
，But if you do not possess such livelihood,
你圣经会很懂。
You might know the scriptures very well.
其实今天这个世界也是一样啊。
In this world today, it is the same.
我认识几个教授，他们圣经相当的熟悉。
I know of a few professors who are very familiar with the Bible.
你要讲什么原文啊，什么经，对他们来说是太过简单的事情。
And to them, the original text and all of its original meanings are just simple.
我有时候觉得蛮感叹的了哈，对我们教会。
Sometimes where our church is concerned, I feel kind of
感叹就是觉得有点悲伤啊。
I feel a little sad.
因为我们教会有知识人不多，在某些知识上不多。
Because in terms of high achievement of knowledge, in our church, there are not that many.
所以你说懂一点点呢，你在这边就是权威了啊。
So if you know even just a little bit, then you seem to assume more authority over others.
但是你说在外面看过那个同样一门学问更有学问的那些人。
But if you were to see the people outside of your church who were actually expert at the field of theology,
你在听这个认为有权威的人在这个小团体里面呢，显得很有权威的时候
，you see that this person that within this small group of people, a small community, appear to be a person of authority.
而且每个人都哇，听得好像是很着迷，就是哇，怎么这么有学问
？And people when they listen to him think that he is very knowledgeable and well spoken.
你内心会一种很同情的感觉了。
And you feel kind of this compassion or pity.
好像哎，这些人真的是没有看过世面，怎么这么好骗
？As if these people have never seen realities of life, how come they're so easily tricked?
所以这些教授他们很懂所谓的原文不原文，他们对这圣经太熟了，因为这是他们的生活的工具。
Because these professors are expert at their field, and this is something that they are familiar with.
但很奇怪，他们都是不信耶稣的。
And yet, most of these people do not believe in
Jesus. 真的我搞不懂，为什么会这么懂圣经的人竟然不信耶稣。
And it's always a puzzle to me that these people who have such in-depth knowledge of the Bible actually do not believe in Christ.
你如果跟他谈圣经哦，你谈不过他。
If you were to talk the Bible with them, you would never be able to talk over them.
我认识一个教授啊。
I know of this professor.
他就有很多很好的观念。
And he had talked about, to me about a lot of very good concepts.
他说新约的原文呢不是希腊文。
He says that the New Testament original text is not Greek.
因为耶稣不会讲希腊话。
Because Jesus is unable to speak Greek.
他在传福音的时候是不讲希腊话的。
When he was preaching the gospel, he did not speak in Greek.
就像我用中文在讲道理
，just like I speak in Mandarin。
结果呢，马可呢用这个英文呢记录下来
，but Mark was able to record it in English。
所以呢，你们看的是英文，马可福音的英文的马可福音。
And therefore you would read it in English。
你们以为说这个就是原文呢
？And you would think that this was the original。
其实原文呢是中文啊，不是英文啊。
But in actual fact, the original。Text was spoken in Chinese, not in English.
他在讲说啊，真的是，我怎么从来没去想过这个东西。
And you would think that, wow, I never considered this.
那本来就是这个样子啊。
Because this is just the way it was.
所以他将约翰福音哈，约翰福音不是希腊文吗
？Because John was written in Greek.
他将希腊文呢翻译成亚兰文。
And Greek, in Greek, it was translated into Aramaic.
他想要去知道说耶稣本来是用什么话讲的，用什么字讲的。
Because he wanted to know what did Jesus say in the original text.
我就说哇，怎么有这样有学问的人
？And I was amazed by his intelligence.
然后再将这个亚拉文的再翻译回来成法文。
And then in Aramaic, he was able to translate it into French.
他送了我一本他的没有封面的，就是他带我去书店了，说啊，这本送给你，然后上面签个字哈。
And so he gave me a book that he wrote, and he signed it for me.
那这些人，他们不见得会相信耶稣。
And yet these people that I know who are very knowledgeable, not necessarily believe in
Christ. 所以我感触很深。
This touched me quite deeply.
真的，在这个你若将圣经当作文字，倒不如它不存在比较好。
If you see the scriptures are merely words strung together, it's better that it never existed.
你必须要当作生命。
Because you have to see it as a source of life.
但生命不是用读的。
And life is not in the words.
比如说我还没有当祖父。
For instance, I have yet to become a grandfather.
那我当然要去书店看啊，怎么做个好祖父啊。
So I go to the bookstore and I read books on how to be a good grandfather.
哇，要怎么样怎么样怎么样怎么样。
And if the books would tell me I should do this and that.
好像你很懂啊。
And then after I read it, I think...I'm able to understand.
那是等到哪一天真的一个娃娃出现，你的孙子出现了。
But on the very day that my grandchild is born,
你一抱起来
，and you held on to.
这个我的想象的哈。
This is in my imagination, of course.
应该是这些书呢都抛在外面的，好像是啊，怎么只写这样子而已？其实不只是这样子而已啊。
I believe that when I held my grandchild, everything I read would have been for nothing because I wouldn't have known what it was.
因为一个生命在你身上流动了。
Because you can feel this life that you held in your arms.
然后整个自然的东西会突然的涌现上来。
And very naturally, you will respond to this life.
所以耶稣那时候就跟着这些犹太人这么说了哈。
And Jesus Christ said to these Jews.
我们再看约翰福音的第五章。
Please turn back to John chapter 5.
说你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
It says that you read the scripture because you think within it contains eternal life.
四十节
Verse 4.
然而你们呢，却不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
再来呢
Then?
四十二节
42.
但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。
But I know you that you do not have the love of God in you.
其实这些东西你将它凑在一起，你会觉得说好像在谈不同的东西。
When you read all this together, you seem to think that they're talking about different things.
我读圣经跟爱有什么关系？跟对神的爱或对人的爱有什么关系
？In searching the scriptures, what does it have to do with my relationship and my love for God and for men?
读圣经是不是只要研究文字就可以，研究背景就可以了吗
？Searching the scripture doesn't that mean that we're just reading into the words?
但是耶稣却一步一步告诉他们。
But step by step, Jesus told them.
没有错，你们觉得说这本圣经很对，没有错。
It's true that you think the scriptures
你们要从里面得到得救的永生，没有错。
And it is true that you think that in it you can find eternal life.
但是你们却不会来就近这个生命。
However, you are not willing to come close to the source of life.
里面有个很重要的原因呢。
And there's a important reason.
因为你们内心根本就没有神的爱。
Because within your heart you do not have the love of God.
对神的爱跟对人的爱是没有的。
You do not have the love of God, nor do you have the love of man.
所以你们跟这个生命呢是擦肩而过的。
And therefore, you are greatly far away, from this life.
所以从这里我们就可以来看这句话怎么样实现在后面的这种使徒教会。
And so we can read this and see how it was shown in the later part of the apostolic church.
当耶稣跟彼得显现的时候
，When Jesus Christ showed himself to Peter,
说彼得，你吃吧啊。那不洁净的东西。
When Jesus showed him the vision and told him to eat of the unclean things.
彼得跟主说：“主啊，这不可以吃的。”
And Peter said to the Lord, "These things have never touched my lips."
摩西律法写得很清楚。
Because the Mosaic law was very clear.
主啊，你没有念过吗
？The Lord, have you not read it?
我觉得这个对话真的很有意思。
I thought this exchange was very interesting.
我在学校都不敢这样跟教授顶嘴了。
When I was in school, I dare not talk back to my professor.
教授说：“哎，你坐吧。”
If the professor said, "You do this,"
我说教授啊，不可以的，这个走不通的。
And I would say to him, "No, no, you cannot do this."
彼得很知道是主耶稣在跟他讲话。
And Peter was very clear that it was Christ talking to him.
他主啊，不可以的啦。
And yet he said to the Lord, saying,
这个是不可以吃的，你怎么叫我吃的
？You can't eat this. Why are you asking me to eat this?
要是我们就肯定才啃鬼了，不是吧
？And we will probably try and cast out demons.
啊，怎么可以叫我违背摩西的律法
？How?How can you ask me to go against the
Mosaic law? 一定是出于是魔鬼的这种试探吧。
So then you would think that this was a temptation that came from Satan.
主跟他说了三次。
And the Lord said to him three times.
彼得拒绝三次。
And Peter refused three times.
所以我想说，我们常常被这种圣经的永生呢卡住了。
So I consider that sometimes we are limited by this.Eternal life that is found in the scriptures.
因为我们害怕违背它。
Because we're afraid to offend it.
因为我们害怕一违背呢，就没有永生了。
And we are afraid that if we offend it, we will lose eternal life.
那为了保住我们的永生呢
？In order to maintain this eternal life.
就变得很奇怪你反而看不懂这个圣经写的是什么东西。
And strangely, you then lose the ability to understand what the scriptures.
所以这个其实让我真的是感觉到说，哇，怎么有这么样奇妙的一个连结？
And I thought to myself, what is this wonderful and mysterious link?
一个越想保住永生的人，却越没有办法明白圣经所说的话。
A person who wants to keep eternal life more than anything else is unable to understand anything of the scripture.
甚至耶稣直接跟他讲，他都不做。
Even if Christ were to speak to him directly, he would not be able to do it.
那这个是不洁净的。
And this is not.If you say this is not clean,
我不可以吃啊。
I cannot eat it.
因为我吃了就污秽自己了。
Because if I eat it, I would defile myself.
所以我不可以做。
Therefore, I will not do it.
三次哦。
And this happened three times.
所以这个彼得也是个性也是蛮有意思的哈。
We see that Peter also had some character traits that are unique.
但他有一个好处。
However, there's one advantage.
他说不断的在想，他怎么有这回事
？And that is, he continued to meditate upon this.This thing and how could this happen?
怎么主叫我违背摩西的律法
？He considered why is it that the Lord asked me to go against Moses' law?
那等到哥尼流派人来找他的时候
，And until the time when Cornelius sent people to speak with Peter,
他遇到哥尼流的时候啊
，When he met Cornelius,
他讲得很不客气
，He was actually quite impolite.
他说我们犹太人是不跟外邦人来往的。
He said to him that the Jews do not have any congress with Gentiles.
因为在他们脑袋里面呢，这些都是不能得救的人。
Because in the minds of the Jews, none of the Gentiles are able to be saved.
是跟救恩完全无份的人。
They have absolutely no part with salvation.
不只是无份，如果我们跟他们接触呢，我们自己都会丧失永生。
Not only do they not have a part with salvation, if we were to have any congress with them, then we would lose our eternal life.
所以他们。虽然信了耶稣，还是不愿意跟外邦人接触。
So even though they believe in Christ, they still are very reluctant to have anything to do with Gentiles.
为什么呢
？Why？
为了保住自己的永生。
In order for them to safeguard their own salvation.
所以为了保住自己的永生，连爱都可以没有。
And therefore, to safeguard their own eternal life, they forsake love.
这个很奇怪的一个现象。
And this is.Very strange.
其实耶稣的生命最大的表征就是爱，不是吗
？You see that the greatest manifestation of Jesus' life is that he loved.
他整个生命的表达，你要怎么去解释它？最后就是归结到一个爱的一种包容性、赦免性跟完全性。
You see how Jesus demonstrated, and also how you explain his action is that he is just trying to show us that he is love.
其实很多不能解释的东西，你若用爱去解释，几乎都是可以通的了。
And many things that you have trouble explaining, if you were to explain from the aspect of love, then it becomes much easier.
真的，你在这世界上也是看得出来，很多东西你会觉得说怎么是这么样子，其实你若加上一个爱这个因素，你就会说啊，原来是这个样子。
And many things in this world that you cannot understand why it's happening, but if you were to think of it in terms of love, then you say ah.That makes sense.
为什么这些能够承受这么大的苦难？
Why is it that these people are able to withstand such suffering?
那为什么这些能够承受这些人的这样的攻击？
And why is it that these people continue to withstand all the attacks against them?
那为什么妈妈总是永远原谅她的小孩？
Why is it that the mother will always forgive her child?
你在旁边看，你如果用脑袋去想，想不懂。
If you think of it intellectually, you will not be able to understand.
但是不管是善的恶的，你只要加上个爱呢，什么都通了。
But No matter if it's good or bad, if you put love into the mix, you will understand it.
所以其实爱是整个生命的一个最大的表达。
We see that love is the greatest demonstration of life.
所以当他说神就是爱的时候，
So when he said that God is love,
既然说神就是爱啊。
That is to say, God is love.
其实同时已经告诉你说，你不管怎么样，你都是有盼望的。
So it is saying to you that no matter what.You will always have life, and you will always have hope.
在爱里面已经没有什么标准了。
Because within love, there is no particular standard.
所以你看那时候，当彼得进入哥尼流家之后
，When Peter entered into the house of Cornelius,
他回到耶路撒冷
，and he returned to Jerusalem.
结果耶路撒冷这些信耶稣得拯救的人呢，就责备彼得。
And these people who believe in the Lord have been saved, they rebuked Peter.
你怎么可以进外邦人家？
They said, how could you have entered the household of a Gentile?
难道你不怕污秽你自己吗？
Are you not afraid that you will be corrupted?
难道你不怕因为这样成为一个笑，让我们这个整个教会都变成不能得救吗？
Do you not think that your action would shame our church so that others see it as not a church that offers salvation?
那彼得就解释了。
And so Peter explained to them.
也不是我要去的。我自己不想去啊。
He said that I didn't want to go myself.
我也是跟你们一样的观念呢。
I have the same sort of thought.
我怎么可以进外邦人的家？
How could I have entered the house of a Gentile?
去误会我自己，让我失去永生。
In order that I may defile myself and lose eternal life.
但是神却要我去啊。
And yet the Lord asked me to go.
所以呢，他们就将一切荣耀归给神了。
So then they give all glory to God.
他们就明白了，原来救恩也要给外邦人。
And understood that the salvation is also for the Gentile.
问题是，如果彼得没有走进去，他们永远不能明白。
The question is that if Peter had never stepped into that household, then they would never understand.
等到彼得走进去哥尼流家之后呢？
Until the point where Peter entered into the house of Cornelius.
他们回头看圣经都明白了啊，原来这里圣经早就记载了。
And they turn back and search the scriptures, and they realize that the scripture already.Predict what was going to happen.
但是他说不走进去，你怎么看圣经呢？就是没有这么记载，外邦人就是外邦人。
Peter, if Peter did not step into that house, they would never understand it. For them, Gentiles are Gentiles.
所以很多东西，你如果这么去想，其实有很多东西我们真的是要非常谨慎。
And a lot of things that we think in this way, and we have to be careful.
我们今天信仰之后有很多的表现，就是为了保住自己的永生。
And a lot of the actions that we take to demonstrate our faith is in order for us to protect our own salvation.
而不是要活出基督的生命。
It's not necessarily to live the life that is of Christ.
所以当你得到永生的时候，
When you have eternal life,
其实你是成为一个越来越无情的人。
In fact, you become a person who's less and less compassionate.
你越来越害怕别人会让你不能得救。
Because more and more you fear that others may contaminate you so that you will lose your salvation.
所以当那边开始有问题的时候，你认为有问题的时候，
something happened and you think that there may be some conflict.
你不会想要去进去那个地方做个所谓的拯救的这个工作。
You will not voluntarily involve yourself in order to be the mediator.
你会这样说，交给神。
Because you will say, I will leave it to God.
我呢就离开他们。
I will leave them.
为了要保住我的永生。
In order to protect my eternal life.
所以从这些现象来看，
From these happenings,
其实我们要很检讨我们信耶稣为了什么。
We have to ask ourselves and examine ourselves to see why we believe in Christ.
所以我总觉得说谈太多得救的事情的一个地方，就 就是你要为了得救要得救。
I think that if you're at a place where they place great emphasis upon salvation,
那个地方应该是最没有生命的。
That is a place where you will not find any life.
那如果这个地方一直说你们要像基督，你们要像基督。
But if this place tells you and reminds you that you have to be more and more Christ-like,
你会发觉说这个地方是一种付出最多的。
And you will see that this is indeed a place where the people are willing to give the most.
而且他们可以付出到像基督一样。
And they're able to give to the extent of Christ.
所以那个德勒萨修女，就是那个天主教那个修女啊，德勒萨修女。
So the Catholic nuns.
就是
Teresa.
其实她让我蛮感动的。
I actually.Felt that she was quite inspiring.
因为有个姐妹送我一本她的书。
There was a sister who gave me a book that talked about Mother Teresa.
你看她的书信里面。
And when you read her writing,
她常常说她是找不到耶稣的人。
She often said that she is unable to find Christ.
真的，你看她的书信嘛。
And if you read her letter,
她是一个找不到耶稣的人。
She's a person who's never found Christ.
但她知道主要她成为光。
And yet.She understood clearly that the Lord wished for her to be a light.
她对光的定义是什么？
And what was her explanation of the light?
光一定在黑暗里面才叫做光，不是吗？
That the light can only exist in darkness.
那在这种太阳底下，你就不需要当光了。
Because when under bright sunlight, light has no appearance.
所以她这句话让我蛮感动的。
And what she said really inspired me.
她说：“你若要当光，你就必须要进入最黑暗的地方。”
She says, "In order for you to be light, you must enter into the darkest of places."
越黑暗的地方才能够显出你的光亮。
Because the darker the place, the brighter your light will be seen.
所以这句话你会想到说，我们今天是害怕进入黑暗。我们今天害怕进入黑暗。
Considering these words, we realize that we are afraid to enter into the darkness.
因为我们害怕被黑暗吞灭了。
Because we are afraid that the darkness will swallow us up.
所以我们跟黑暗是隔绝的。
Therefore, we keep this distance between ourselves and darkness.
难道这就是基督的生命吗？
Is this the life of Christ?
基督的生命不是跟黑暗隔绝。
The life of Christ is not separated from darkness.
基督的生命是刚好相反。
In fact, it's in the inverse.
他是去接近黑暗。
Rather, Jesus draws near darkness.
他是去接近罪人。
He draws near to the sinners.
那些自以为是光的人，他就不接近了。
Those people who consider themselves to be light, he will not go near them.
他只是走向那些最黑暗的地方。
He merely goes towards the places that are the darkest.
这是基督的生命。
And this is the life of Christ.
所以我想说，一个信耶稣的人啊。
So I consider one who believes in the Lord.
他的生命也是应该是走向黑暗。
This life should also go towards places of darkness.
走向那个你认为好像会让你。永生失去的地方。
To focus on places where you think you might lose your eternal life.
其实耶稣最后也是为了黑暗失去他的生命的。
So in fact, in the end, Jesus Christ did lose his life because of darkness.
为了什么呢？
For what?
为了要让黑暗能够进入光明。
In order for darkness to be swallowed up by the light.
所以他最后就放弃自己的生命。
So in the end, he gave up his own life.
所以我总觉得说这种东西好像跟我们的信仰已经。差很远了。
And I consider this, and I think that it's rather far from the faith that we know.
所以我昨天跟各位分享过。
Yesterday I was able to share with you.
我自己信主这么久。
That I myself have believed in the Lord.
而且这么热心的信主。
And I have believed the Lord diligently.
我很担心我的孩子像我一样。
And I was worried that my son would be just like me.
因为你会发觉到时候你到时候变成一个很自私的人。
You discover that in the end, you're really very selfish.
好像天国只要你这几个人得救也可以，已经很好感谢神了。
As if that if just this group of people whom I love are saved in the heavens, then it's fine.
那你同时会说，反正那些人本来就是预定不能得救的。
And at the same time, you then condemn those people, saying, "Well, they're not going to be saved anyways in the first place."
跟你是没有关系，你不需要去接触他们。
They have nothing to do with you, therefore you don't have to.Go near them.
你只要一生保住你的得救就好了。
You just have to preserve this salvation of your own.
因为圣经是这么说。
Because this is what is written in the scripture.
所以我很害怕这个个性。
That's I'm afraid of this particular trait.
因为这种个性会让你成为一种，当然在信仰上是很自私啊。
And of course, in terms of faith, we're very selfish.
但是会表现在生活上。
But this is reflected in life as well.
所以很多讲台会鼓励你不要跟外邦人做朋友。
a lot of pulpits, we're encouraged not to befriend anyone who is not of our faith.
好像只要他不是信主的呢，他就是对你是有害的。
As if that if this person does not profess to believe in the Lord, then his intention is to harm you.
所以最好远离他们。
And it's better to stay far away from them.
所以我们成为光，就成为教会里面的光。
So to become light, it is better to be a light within the church.
所以我们每个人都在教会里面当光。
Every one of us can become a light in.
在教会里面怎么友爱兄弟了？在教会里面怎么服侍神了？
That we demonstrate our love within the church, we also serve the Lord within the church.
但是却没有人要进入黑暗。
But none of us are willing to go out into the darkness.
所以我觉得说，万一我已经是这个样子的。
I was afraid that I was like that.
那青出于蓝会胜于蓝。如果我儿子呢比我更糟糕，那我的孙子呢？哇，那就更糟糕了。
And progressively from generation to generation, my son will be worse than me and my grandchild.
所以我说一定要将他停止。
Thus, I made a decision that it must stop.
要停止一个成为不得永生，但是要得生命的人。
To become someone who perhaps do not have eternal life, but a person who is full of life.
当然，你说不得永生，这也是骗人的了。
And of course, if you say you do not have eternal life, you're also lying.
但是你必须要抱定这个决心。
But this is the determination that you must have.
因为保罗书信这么说哈。
In Paul's letters, he said.
我们要基督耶稣的心为心。
We have to have the heart of Christ as our own.
不要耽顾自己的事情。
And do not worry about your own things.
也要顾念别人的事情。
Rather to also take care of the affairs of others.
我想这才叫做生命。
And I think this is what it means to have life.
要有基督耶稣的心为心。
To have the heart of Christ is our own.
那他的心到底是什么？
And what is the heart of Christ?
就是舍弃他的永生去救别人啊。
That he willingly gave up his eternal life in order to save others.
这个很不可思议啊。
And this is inexplicable.
怎么有人信耶稣信到最后他不要永生？
How is it that someone who believed Christ to the point where he no longer, he forsake eternal life.
所以从这个观点，从这个生命的，但是这个是最能够感动的生命。
And yet, this is a life that will move the most and inspire.
如果耶稣不来救我们，他可能坐在天上。
If Jesus never came to save us, he just stayed in heaven.
你只是敬畏他。
You merely worship him.
但是你听到他，你不会感动。
But when you hear when you hear him, you will not be moved by him.
那他如果愿意为了你去尝死味。
But because for your sake, he's willing to taste death.
那个最沉重的罪的地方，最沉重的罪的城。
It's the place where it's the heaviest of sins and the heaviest of punishment.
他宁愿去。
He was willing to go.
只是为了你能够转变一下。
Just for you, so that you may be able to change yourself.
他就是要你有这个心。
This is the heart that he wants you to have.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上这么说。
Jesus Christ said this while on the cross.
说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He says, My God, My God, why have you forsaken me?
其实你有时候半夜去听听这个声音，你会觉得啊，真的是惭愧。
If in the depth of the night you hear this voice, you will feel very ashamed.
是他失去了生命。
It's because he lost his life.
他曾经死了三天。
He was dead for 3 days.
这是世界最黑暗的三天。
And this is the 3 days that the world sunk into utter darkness.
他为我们进入最黑暗的地方。
And for our sake, he was able to enter into the darkest of places.
所以你可以马上联想到这个摩西这个人。
And immediately you also think the example of Moses.
神要将一切的福气给他。
God was willing to give him all blessings.
因为这百姓全部拜偶像。
Because the Israelites decided to worship idols.
摩西没有说感谢神。
Moses did not thank God.
哎，我觉得很奇怪。
And I thought this was kind of.
我们今天以我们唯一得救感觉到说啊，非常的感谢神啊。
And today we always thank God for the salvation.
你要感谢神啊，你进入唯一的方舟。
That you have to thank God that you have entered into the only ark.
别人都沉沦了。
That other people are condemned.
你看主是多么的爱你。
You can see how much God loves you.
救了你了。
Therefore, he saved you.
圣经这么说啊。
This is what is said in the scripture.
你得到永生了。
You have gained eternal life.
所以你就关到方舟里面了。
Therefore, you shut yourself into the.
虽然雨还没有下下来，就关了，不要再出去了。
Even before the rain comes, you shut the door so that you no longer can go out.
这样子是最安全的了。
Because this is the most secure place.
音乐也不要听，窗户也不要打开，什么都不要。
Don't listen to music. Don't open the windows.
反正已经得永生了。
Since you already have this eternal life.
就值得你大声感谢了。
Then it is worthy of your praise.
外面的世界不管。
Everything outside of the ark, you don't have to worry about.
其实摩西就面对神这样的应许。
And when Moses faced this promise from God,
全部给你这家。
That the God promised him everything for his family.
你是唯一的。
You're the only one I would save.
摩西跟神说我不要。
Moses said to the Lord, I do not wish to have.
你如果不让他们我这兄弟也得救的话，
If you do not allow my brethren to also be saved,
那我也不要进你的神的国了，我也不要了。
I also do not wish to enter into your kingdom.
让神你自己一个人孤孤单单在天上，我不要去。
God, you can be all by yourself in heaven, but I do not wish to be there.
他是一个第一个自愿不进天国的人。
He's the first person who voluntarily denied himself the entrance into heavenly kingdom.
他怎么没有想过神说是你说的？
You did not ever say to the Lord, you said it yourself.
他也不管了。
You didn't care.
所以我就说，这种勇气我们今天不可能有。
And I think that this kind of courage we do not possess today.
其实这是真正的生命的表现。
Because this is a true demonstration of life.
你看哪个父母不为他的儿子牺牲？
You see any parent who will not give himself or herself for their
children. 你会听到很多的父母跟神祷告说：“主啊，不要让我孩子得这个病，我宁愿为他承认这个病，不是吗？”
You hear the prayers of many parents who says that, "Please remove this illness from my child and put it on me."
其实这是爱的。应该是最自然的一种结果了。
And this is a natural progression of love.
一个人爱到深处，他不再有惧怕。
A person who can love so deeply will no longer be afraid.
爱里面是没有惧怕的。
Because within love there is no fear.
纵使为了儿子我下地狱，我也没有关系了。
Even if I will have to go to hell because of my child, I will do it willingly.
你如果还没有办法达到这个东西，说那这样我儿子下地狱好了，我不要下去。
If you're unable to say that, well, maybe my child can go to hell instead.
所以我觉得很奇怪。
I think everybody will consider your thoughts very weird.
神第一个审判你的。
The Lord would judge you first.
可能会先问你。
He will ask you first.
他不先问你说你是不是基督徒。
He will not ask you if you're a Christian.
他先问你说你是妈妈吗？
He will ask you first, were you ever a mother?
你的儿子的？你的儿子在哪里？
And where is your son?
在地狱。
And if you say your son is in hell,
啊，感谢主，我来了。
And you praise the Lord that you are able to be here and that your son is in hell.
光是我们人都觉得怪怪的了哈。
Even if you to consider this yourself, you think that this kind of concept.
神会觉得蛮奇怪的。
And God will also think the same.
结果呢，天国都是这么的一批人哈。
Because within the kingdom of heaven are found these type of people.
就到最后呢，期望是别人下地狱而不是他。
That they're full of people who.Wish others to be in hell so that they themselves can be in heaven.
基督的心在哪里？
Where is the heart of Christ in this?
你得的永生的没有错，好像是。
It appears that you have gained eternal life.
但是你根本就没有生命。
But in actual fact, there is no showing of any life.
没有那个爱的生命。
You do not have this life that is love.
因为你们内心没有神的爱。
Because within your heart is not found the love.
所以你们怎么看这个圣经呢？你们根本就以为得到永生，其实根本就没有生命，没有生命的永生。
No matter how hard you study the scriptures, you think you gain eternal life, but you.
所以我很怕将来我所爱的人呢，他走上这条路。
So I was very much afraid that those whom I love will end up on this way.
只是在追求永生，没有在追求生命。
That they focus merely on the pursuit of eternal life, but rather than living the life fully.
问题是生命的表现却是宁愿失去永生。
Because they, rather than the demonstration of life, so in that they rather give up their eternal life.
保罗也是一样，不是吗？
And I think Paul was the same.
他还讲得很严肃哈。
He was quite severe in his statement.
他说圣灵呢可以替我做见证。
He says the Holy Spirit can testify for me.
为了我这些兄弟们。
For the sake of my brethren.
我宁愿被咒诅。
I was willing to be cursed.
我宁愿自己跟基督无分。
I rather that I have no part with Christ.
只要神能够让他们进天国就好。
As long as the Lord is willing to allow them entry into heaven.
怎么一回事？
How could this happen?
你保罗被耶稣选召。
That Paul was personally chosen by Christ.
为主牺牲这么多。
And for the sake of the Lord, he has sacrificed much.
不就是为了等待得那永生的赏赐吗？
Was it not for the purpose of awaiting the reward of eternal life?
但是保罗却跟神祷告。
And yet Paul prayed to the Lord.
我宁愿不要。
I rather give it all up.
我宁愿被你咒诅。
I rather be cursed.
我宁愿自己跟你分离。
I rather that I be separated from you.
只要能够换取这些。不认识你的人的生命就好了。
As long as I can exchange for the life of these people who did not know you.
所以从这里会跳到另外一节圣经节。
And from this we can skip to yet another scripture.
你可以说没有相关的。
You can say that perhaps there's nothing, they have nothing to do with each other.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
凡想要保住自己生命的必定会丧掉生命。
And those who wish to keep his life will surely lose it.
凡是为了我舍弃生命的必定得到生命
And those who for my sake lose his life will surely gain it
为了我的缘故
And it is because of for my sake
为了爱的缘故
And it is for the sake of love
你愿意舍弃你的生命
That you are willing to give up your life
其实这才叫做生命
And this is what it means to have life
所以你不可能在表达最大的生命的时候失去生命这是不可能的事情
Therefore it is impossible for youIn demonstrating the greatest love that you were able to lose
love.
So I really hope that in matters of faith, we can put aside this question, this salvation.
也先不要去管永生这个事情。
And we don't have to really pay heed to eternal life.
你读圣经不是想说啊，我要怎么做才能够得着永生。
When you read the Bible, you do not think that.What must I do in order for me to have eternal life?
你会发觉到一个现象
And you would discover
就像法利赛人一样
Just like Pharisees
为了要保住他们这个永生
In order to safeguard their eternal life
他们整个生活到最后都变形了
Their entire life became changed
然后变到都没有爱了
To the point where it no longer contained any love.
而且很害怕别人来误会他们。
And they live in constant fear of being defiled by others.
看到有人吃饭不洗手，他们都紧张起来。
And they became excited when they see people eating without washing their hands.
好像已经又犯了一个什么大罪了。
As if they had committed a grave sin.
又要失去什么永生了。
And they will lose the eternal life.
所以越追求这个得救永生的人。
And the more you pursue after gaining this eternal life,
其实你会成为一个越远离神的人。
You will become a person who is the farthest from God.
因为你整个生命只剩下看着自己而已。
Because your whole life is focused upon yourself.
我要怎么做才能够让我得救
？How? What must I do in order to be saved?
别人怎么死我不管。
What happens to other people is none of my concern.
这是什么事情
？This is matter of God.
我只管我要怎么得救。
I just have to be concerned about how I can be saved.
所以最后你是越来越不像神。
So at the end, you become less and less godlike.
因为神的一步很重要的一步是什么
？And what is a significant essence of God?
就是离开那天上的宝座。
A step that he took is that he left his throne in heaven.
宁愿为我们下到最深的黑暗之处。
And for our sake, he was willing to step down into the deepest.
这才叫做使命。
And this is the greatest demonstration.
所以耶稣跟这些法利赛人文士说
，Jesus said to the Pharisees and the scribes,
你们寻求永生
，You think that you have eternal life.
你们读圣经
，You read the scriptures.
但是你们却不愿得到我这个生命。
And yet you're unwilling to come to me to gain this life.
甚至你们将我这个生命呢当做是种污秽的生命。
You even consider that this life I'm offering you as one that is
好像一天到晚跟罪人在一起的生命。
As if it's a life that is.Spent with the people who are unclean.
你将我当作不义。
And you see me as unjust.
因为我是跟罪人在一起。
Because I associate with
the sinner. 但是对神来看呢
？But to God.
这个叫做爱。
This is love.
因为我愿意跟罪人在一起。
Because I am willing to be with the sinners.
我愿意进入黑暗里面成为他们的光。
I am willing to enter into the darkness and become their light.
所以耶稣说我来是要叫羊得生命。
And Jesus said that I come in order for the sheep to gain life.
而且得了更丰盛。
And to have it fully.
讲完之后他怎么说呢
？And after he said this,
好牧人喂养生命。
He said that the good shepherd will give up his life for the sheep.
他前面说我来是要叫羊得生命。
Because he said first that I came in order for the sheep to have life.
而且要让他们更丰盛。
And to have it fully.
要怎么让他们更丰盛呢
？How can we have life more fully？
不是祷告读圣经的。
It's not merely focused on reading the Bible and praying。
或是拼命按手，不是。
Or to have the laying of hands。
而是为他们舍弃生命。
Rather, it is to give up his life for them。
只有我为他们舍弃生命的时候，他们的生命会更丰盛起来。
Only at the moment when I give my life up for them, will their life be even more full。
因为这是生命的感动。
This is the inspiration of life.
当一个人被生命被这个爱感动的时候，
when a person is moved and inspired by this, the depth of this love and life,
他必定会再活出这个生命来。
He will surely also demonstrate the same.
所以你在想，若每一代都是这样在行动的话，
so if you think that every generation were able to do this,
神啊，为了他们，我宁愿不进天国。
That we say that for their sake, I rather not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我宁愿为了他们被你咒诅或下地狱。
I rather be cursed for the sake that they will be able. To gain life.
你就可以救一批人。
Then you will be able to save this group of people.
然后这一批人又跟神说。
And then this group of people will say to the Lord,
我不要进天国。
I do not want to enter.
我要另外一批人能够得救。
I for the sake of others, so that they may be saved.
所以将来天国都是一批呢本来不想进去的，不是本来不想进去，宁愿不进去的人。
So that the heavenly kingdom will be populated by people who voluntarily do not want to go there for the sake of others.
他们愿意舍弃他们的永生。
Because they were willing to give up their chance at eternal life.
为要活出基督的生命来。
In order to live the life of Christ.
我想说，我们将来要有一个这样的一个团体，这样一个，这个才是真正神的教会。
I think that in future that if we were to have a group of people who have these a concept, those would truly be the church of Christ.
神的教会不是一批说啊我得救的这批人所组合的。
The church of God, the church of Christ.Of our Lord is not a person. It's not a group of people who says, "Oh, we are saved."
而是一批为了要让更多人得救，宁愿自己不进去的人。
Rather, it should be a group of people who are willing to give up their salvation in order to secure the salvation for others.
所以我想活在这样的团体里面。
So I think that if we were able to live within this group of people,
你会感觉到说，哇，怎么有这么好的地方
？You would feel that this was a wonderful place.
怎么有这么深的爱在这里
？Because he can feel the love of God.
所以耶稣最后，耶稣曾经讲一句话。
Jesus Christ once said.
天国呢，就在你们当中。
The kingdom of heaven is amongst you.
现在科学很发达哈。
Nowadays, this scientific advancement is quite good.
我们这个宇宙从那一头跑到另外一头，然后要几亿光年才可以跑完，对不对？
And the entire universe, the galaxy, from one end to the other, you take a few, many, many light years.
这宇宙很大。
Because the universe is vast.
你都找不到神在哪里。
You cannot find God anywhere.
我甚至想说天我在哪里。
And I often consider where is the kingdom of heaven.
宇宙是神创造的。
The universe is created by God.
所以天国一定是更大的。
So the kingdom of heaven must be even greater.
你说这么大的天国里面只有你们这几个人在那边住也是很孤单，不是吗
？In this vast kingdom of heaven, it's just a few people. Then it's kind of lonely.
所以这么大的神的国。
And this is a huge kingdom that God has created.
耶稣却说：“就在你们当中。”
Jesus said, "It is in your midst."
天国就在你们当中。
The kingdom of heaven is in your midst.
我是会想说，哎，是不是一个骗局？
And I thought, was this a trick?
我们一直在盼望天国来临的。
We await the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
我们一生就是保守住自己，为了进天国。
And our whole entire life is devoted to securing our entrance into the kingdom.
结果他好像告诉我说，天国是不存在的。
And yet Jesus tells me that the kingdom of heaven doesn't exist.
天国就在你们当中了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is.
你还在等什么东西
？What are you waiting for?
你在天国里面了。
You are already living in it.
那天国里面的特色是什么
？And what is the unique feature of Kingdom of Heaven.
曾经有人离开他，为了去救更多人进来。
That there are people who actually voluntarily leave it in order to save more people.
所以这样的天国呢，其实你会过得非常的一种，真的是在神的里面了，神爱中的。
So this kind of heavenly kingdom, you can truly feel what it feels like to be living in the Lord.
你连你的永生你都愿意舍弃了。
Because you're willing to.Give up your chance at eternal life.
还有什么不可舍弃的？
Is there anything else that you will not give up?
爱还有什么比这更大？
Is there anything greater than love?
还在舍弃当中。
Within the sacrifice.
你没有任何的惧怕。
You have no fear.
你只觉得说理所当然。
You feel that there's something that you do naturally.
就像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
就像耶稣一样。
Just like Christ.
就像你的妈妈一样。
Just like a mother.
就是这么的理所当然。
And it's just natural.
你不要叫我怎么解释。
There's no need really to ask me to for an
explanation. 是因为我爱他。
It's because I love him.
所以我宁愿为他下地狱。
Therefore, I am willing to go to hell for his sake.
只要他能够进神的国就。
As long as he is able to enter the kingdom of God.
好了，求神带领我们的信仰。
We ask God to preserve our faith.
让我们的信仰不再是永生的信仰。
So that our faith is not.Dependent upon the pursuit of eternal life,
而是满有基督生命的信仰。
But rather, it is a life that is full of Christ-like.
好，求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help.